You're listening to the audio production of Called Down Lightning, What the Welsh Revival of 1904 Reveals About the End Times, by Wallace Henley, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Tom Parks. To the memory of Dr. Billy Graham, who went to heaven as this book was being finished, and to our great-grandchildren, Victoria and Sophia Trejo, Jack Hesley, and those yet to be born, may you see Jubilee in your lifetime. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below. Acts chapter 2, verses 17 through 19, NIV. Prologue. The Gathering Storm was the title Winston Churchill gave to the first volume of his history of the Second World War. In many ways, that conflict, which ultimately became global, is a parable in human time of the war in the heavens, Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, the great battle for the advance of the kingdom of God in a world occupied by the powers of darkness, 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. Several years ago, I co-authored God and Churchill with Jonathan Sandys, Churchill's great-grandson. After a year of probing Churchill's mind through his great-grandson's memories, I gained a small sense of what Churchill might have felt in 1939-40, as the storm of Adolf Hitler's Blitz swept down on England. Jonathan arranged for us to premiere the British version of the book at the Churchill War Rooms, the labyrinth beneath the streets of Whitehall, the London center of the British government. I had been in the war rooms before among tourists, but this time was special. I arrived early for the book premiere, and my wife, Irene, and I strolled through the war rooms alone, sensing the weight and somber atmosphere of the place. As a 16-year-old boy, Churchill had told a schoolmate that someday London would be under attack and that he would be in a high position and would save England and the British Empire. In 1939-40, when Britain stood alone against Hitler, Prime Minister Churchill might have forgotten the amazing prediction he had made decades earlier. On grim nights in 1940, as bombs burst on the landscape above the war rooms, Churchill could not envision May 8, 1945, when the Nazis would surrender. And he would stand on the balcony of Buckingham Palace with the royal family, celebrating the victory over the storm and commemorating the suffering. The Lord Jesus Christ, in Matthew chapter 24, warned his followers of the gathering storm of great tribulation. But he also talked about the proclamation of his kingdom reaching every nation and people group in the world. This would precede his return to earth at the climax of finite time. Jesus described a massive harvest coming in the end times, Matthew chapter 13. It will be the fruit of all the sowing of the gospel of the kingdom throughout the ages. It will be sudden, sweeping, and massive. Through Paul, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the Holy Spirit gave us a clue about when the end times begin. Everything that happened to Moses and the Hebrews during the Exodus and coming into the Promised Land happened to them as an example, and they were written for our instruction, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. Therefore, the Corinthian believers 2,000 years ago were already living in the end times. Since the end times mark a crossing from the age of the law and the prophets into the age of grace, some things become clear. First, we are living in the period of the birth pangs, Matthew chapter 24, verse 8, immediately preceding his return. Second, we exist in the end times. Third, we should therefore expect a great revival ahead and prepare for it now. There is evidence that revival has begun in the midst of the present storm of tribulation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?